We're picking up on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, right in the middle of the page, 17 lines up from the wide lines. The Gemara asks, Salusa de Tanisa, the special prayer for a fast day, meaning the bracha, or the prayer of Anenu that we insert in Shemona Esrei, Heichi Madkarin, where do we say it, where do we put it into the Shemona Esrei? So the Gemara relates, Adabrei Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Brei, Rav Yehuda was taking his son Rav Yitzchak on a walk, Vidarish, and he expounded, he taught him as follows. Yachad Shekibol of Tanis, if a person accepts upon himself a fast, an individual person, Mispalo Shel Tanis, so he says the special tefillah of a fast day, meaning the bracha of Anenu. Behechon Omer, and where does he say it? Being Goel Lerofe, he puts it in between the two brachas in Shemona Esrei, between Goel Yisrael and Rofe Cholbasar. So according to Rav Yehuda, you add a bracha at that point in Shemona Esrei. Mask for Rav Yitzchak asked, "V'chi yachid kaveh bracha la'atzmo? Do we ever find that an individual establishes and creates an entirely new bracha for himself? We never find that. That's not how the Shemona Esrei works. Elam Rav Yitzchak, rather Rav Yitzchak says, "B'shomei tefila." Rather, you insert it into the bracha of shomei tefila and just incorporate it into that bracha, but you do not make it into a new bracha. V'chein amar Rav Sheshes, and similarly, Rav Sheshes said, "B'shomei tefila." Again, you simply stick it into the bracha of Shemei Tefila. Let's see Rashi on that so far. Rashi, higher up on the page. Tefilas Tanis, about 8 or 10 lines down from the wide lines in Rashi. Tefilas Tanis Anenu. Rashi says the bracha of Anenu. Bein Goel Lerofe, bracha b'fneyatsu. You make an entirely a new bracha on itself, and you put it in between Goel Yisrael and Rofei Chol Basar. I'm sorry, Rofei Chol Le'amo Yisrael. Excuse me. So the Gemara says v'chi yachid, and Rashi, does an individual person chashiv kolchach, is he significant enough shumasakin lo bracha b'fnei atzma, that we would establish a bracha by itself lahosif etzvaso, for him to add on to his own prayers just for his own private fast? That can't be. Rather, he inserts it b'shamei tefila into the bracha of shamei tefila. Shekola b'socha bracha, you include in the bracha. L'chosim, and you simply conclude the bracha b'shamei tefila like we normally do. The Hashem hears our prayers. De'osa bracha, because that bracha, the chasim asan is ending, mashma bein atainis bein akol mili. It can refer to his own private fast, and it can refer to all other matters as it usually does. Okay, so that's the machlokas. Do we make a new bracha of Anenu and put it in between Goel Yisrael and Rofei Chol Le'amo Yisrael, or do we simply insert it into Shemei Tefila? So the Gemara says, Maskel Yitzchak, lower down the Gemara, Meisvei, they asked a question from a Braisa, Ein Bein Yachid L'Tzibor, there's no difference between an individual and a community in the Tzibor on a fast day, Ela Shezem Espal Shemona Esrei, V'Zem Espal Shasrei, that this one, meaning the individual davens 18 brachos, meaning the regular Shemona Esrei, or the regular number of brachos at least. V'zem espal tshasrei, but the tzibur davens 19 brachos, meaning an extra bracha. So the Gemara examines this brisa. My yachid, my tzibur. What does the brisa mean when it says yachid and tzibur? Ilim a yachid mamash, if we mean literally an individual, one person. The tzibur is the shliach, tzibur is the chazan for the community. And we're saying that the chazan says 19 brachos even on a public fast day, but the individual only says 18. Hani chasrei, the braisa saying that the chazan only says 19 brachos. Asrin v'arba habu, he would say 24 brachos, as we'll learn later on the Masechta, that on the fast day they added 6 brachos to the Shemona Esrei to make 24, and the chazan would say 24. El lav, rather, what must the braisa be saying? Ein ben yachid, the kibul of tainis yachid, the yachid shkibul of tainis sibur. There's no difference between an individual who accepts upon himself a personal private fast compared to the individual who accepts upon himself the stringencies of a general public fast. Elish Zemis Bal Shwana Esrei Vizemis Bal Shasrei, that this one, the one who accepted a private individual fast, only davens the regular 18 brachos, and the person who accepted a fast with the stringencies of a public fast, they davens an extra bracha, and therefore says 19. Shvamina, what do we see from here? Yachid Kovea Bracha Latzma, that an individual can set and create another bracha for himself, at least when he accepts a fast day with the stringencies of a public fast day. So, let's see Rashi on that. Rashi says, Ein ben yachid litzibor gabe tanis is interesting individual in the community, at least regarding the fast day. Shezei yachid mispalo biyom tanis v'shmona esrei, that the private individual davens 18 brachos on his fast day, v'kol tefilas tanis v'shamei tefila, and he includes the tefila of tanis, meaning anenu, in shamei tefila. And the tzibor says, Shasrei 19, the kavale ben goal l'rofei, because again, they make a new bracha and put it in between goal Yisrael and rofei chalei amo Yisrael. Rashi here just points out that the Gemara here has been calling the regular Shmona Esrei, I mean having 18 brachos. Rashi says, Stam tefila kari Shmona Esrei, the regular prayer we call 18. Why? Even though there's really 19 brachos, de birchas l'mal shinim, because the 19th bracha, or the last bracha that was added, l'mal shinim, b'yavne tiknu, who was only added on later in Yavne, can remember brachos as we learn brachos, and therefore, since the original Shmona Esrei only included 18 brachos, we still refer to Shmona Esrei, to the tefillah, as Shmona Esrei, meaning 18, even though there are now 19. Then we said, it can't be referring to the tefillah of the Chazan, because that's Chaf Dalet happened, there would be 24 brachos in the Chazan's tefillah, the Pirkan of the Kaimon, the next Pirk. There are 24 brachos on a fast day, and here it only says 19, v'sulo no more. So that can't be. Rather, what must tzibor mean? V'tzibor, the community, means that yachid shekibul of tainis tzibor, the individual that accepted upon himself a fast day equivalent to a public fast day. Alma, yachid kovei bracha la'asma k'shekibul tainis tzibor. You see that an individual can add a bracha to his own private shmona esrei if he accepts upon himself a fast day like a public fast day. Fine. So back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, really, we can read the Braisa as we originally did, that an individual who accepts upon himself a fast day will never add a bracha. And the distinction of the Braisa between Tzibor and Yachid is between the Chazan and the individual on a public fast day. And the Gemara says as follows. Three lines up from the wide lines. Lo olam emalach shliach tzibor. Really, I'm going to tell you that when it says 19, only the chazan would ever say an extra bracha. Udka kashach shliach tzibor esrin v'arba. Matzli, and this was bothering you that you had a difficulty because the chazan normally davens 24 brachos. Nope. This is begimel tanios rishonos. That brayser is referring to the first set of three fasts, as we learned earlier. That when it wouldn't rain, they would daven three fasts, then another three fasts, then seven. So the first three fasts, the Gemara says, Deleka Estrin V'Arba, that they did not have the special 24 brachos in the first three fasts. And therefore, when the Braisa says that the Chazan fast 19 brachos, he means the Chazan during those first three fasts. The Gemara says, V'lo, did those first three fasts not have all 24 brachos? V'ha Ein Bein K'tani, there's a Braisa that says there was no difference between the first three or in the second set of three fasts. What does it say? Ein bein gimel rishonos legimel emtzayos. There's no difference between the first three fasts and the middle three fasts. Ela shebe elu mutar basias malacha, except that the first three were permitted to do malacha. Be elu asur basias malacha, and the middle three was asur to do malacha. Halachaf talad zavzeh shavva, regarding the 24 brachos, they were equal. So you see that there were 24 brachos even in the first set of three fasts, and therefore that's not a proper way to read the braisa. The Gemara says, no, Tana v'shir, the Tana made a list, but he left out some. He left out the difference of the 24 brachos. So the Gemara says, my shir to high shir, what else did he leave out? Like this that he left out, according to you, I mean, it's unlikely that he would leave out one thing. If he showed us he leaves out many things, fine, but to say he left out this one thing doesn't seem likely. V'suvaha ein bengtani, and also the Gemara says, there's no difference other than this. So it doesn't seem like he's leaving anything out. Ella tana b'isuri kamari, rather, what can you say? That braisa, which says there is no difference between the first and second set of three fasts, is only referring to differences regarding isurim, prohibitions. But b'tfilos l'mari, the braisa wasn't said concerning prayers, and therefore didn't teach the differences regarding the tfilos. But it could be there is a difference regarding the tfilos, that the first set did not have 24 brachos, and that is why the braisa refers to the chazan as saying 19. And the second set did. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi b'kamaisa, the first set, b'gimel tanios rishonos, the first three fasts, d'leka chafdal, because regarding those there were not the 24 brachos, k'damrinim perik seder tanios k'etzad b'gemara, as we'll learn on later on in the Gemara, in perik seder tanios. De'elu mutar basiyas malacha, the difference between the first three and the second three, that the first three were mutar in malacha, rishonos, the first ones, d'lo chamiri kuliai, because they were not so strict. halachaf dale, but regarding the 24 brachos, zeva shavan, they were equal. The kasalka daitach, and right now the Gemara has been thinking that right now the Gemara is assuming that the 24 brachos did exist regarding the middle set of fasts. Why? Since the Gemara says that brisa, it answers that the brisa was referring to the first fast, the lekha chavdalad, that did not have these 24 brachos. Mechlal de be'emsa isa isneu. It implies that right now the Gemara is assuming that the middle fast did have these 24 brachos. But Rashi says, Velohi, this is really not correct. Elisneu, because even the middle group did not have the 24 brachos. Elabachronos, only the last fast had the 24 brachos. Kediktani Hasam, as we learn on later over there in the Perek of Seder Tanios. And our Gemara also will soon point that out, that there really were only these 24 brachos in the last set, meaning the last set of seven fasts. But Rashi says, but right now we're assuming again that the middle did have these brachos. Meshum de hamilsa kamaisim, because of this first matter, meaning we are assuming that the middle group had the brachos. Meshum hachi parchlei mechavdalet, and therefore we ask, how if the middle group had 24, then certainly the first group had 24, because the Bryce says that was not a difference between the first two sets. But Rashi says de lesneu, or perhaps the correct version should be vilesneu, but vilesneu bemsayus. But again, the truth is, as the Gemara soon will say, that these 24 brachos did not exist in the first set, and they do not exist in the second set of fasts. But right now, again, the Gemara is assuming it did, and the Gemara said that, points out that the Braisa doesn't make that distinction that the first set did not have the 24 and the second set did. So rather, they both did. No, the Gemara says, in Rashi, Tana Vashir, no, the Tana, again, was making a list of things, but he left them out. Tana Mili Disnehu, Bain Emsayos Lurishonos. The Tana did list things that are different between the first and the middle set of fasts, but Vashir, he also left some out. And Ain Bain, even though it says there is no other difference, Lav Dafka, he wasn't being so exact. Kenmucha Lekaman, Gabi Idach, as the Gemara will prove later on regarding the other Brice, which says a similar thing. We'll see that soon. Hachi Garcin, Rashi says this is the correct version of our Gemara. Maishir, Dehaishir, what else did the Tana leave out? As you claim that he left out this point, the difference of 24 brachos. Ela bi'isuri kamari, betfilas l'kamari. Rather, what can we say? That Brice was only discussing the differences regarding isurim, prohibitions, but betfilos, but regarding prayers, Brice was not commenting. Rashi here says, Uman the Gars, but the person who has the version of the Gemara, the text which says, Shir Teva, that the Tana left out the difference of the Teva, that the Ark, that during the middle set of fast, they would take out the Ark with the Aron, with the Torahs, the Aron into the street, and daven in the street, but they did not do that at the first set of fast. Again, Shir Teva, they left out the Lachas of the Teva, that Motzianus, the Teva of Achuli, as we'll learn later on, they would take out the ark into the street. Shibashu, that is incorrect. That's not correct Gersa in our Gemara. Why? De'ina elabachronos, because it's clear that the halacha of the teva, of taking out the teva, was only by the last fast. Kibasamach, as we'll see soon. Umifsha pshita le de'ina elabachronos, and it's obvious that it's only in the last fast, and therefore the Gemara would never suggest that it did exist in the middle set of fasts. So again, maishir to haishir, what did the Tana leave out, like you claim that it left out the difference of 24 brachos? To lav orcha, the Tana l'mishni kol mili ulishi urachada. It's not normal for the Tana to list every single thing and only leave out one. Ella la'olam chafsala b'kamaisa lesneu. Rather, what must you say? That in the 24 brachos do not exist by the first set, but they do exist by the second set. Ola hachilu chashvilhu, and this is why the Raisa did not mention that difference. Be'ain be'ain, when it says that there is no other difference, because regarding prayers, the Raisa was not dealing with. Fine. Back into the Gemara. So again, based on this answer, that Raisa was not regarding prayers, we can say that the first set of fasts did not have the 24 brachos, and therefore the Raisa which says that the Tzibor David is 19, it's only referring to the Chazan during those first three tefillos, but the individual will never add a bracha. A possible way to read it. Now the Gemara gives another possible way of reading it. V'iboy sema, or you could say, now it's the third line from the bottom, b'emsa isa nami lo matzi chavdalet. No, the reason why he doesn't say that this difference of 24 brachos between the first and second set is because neither of them had 24 brachos. Even the middle set did not have 24 brachos. V'lo, and did the middle fast, not have 24 brachas. But Tana, we learned in a brisa, ein ben gimel shnios l'shav achronos. There's no difference between the second set of three fasts to the fast, the last set of seven fasts. There's no difference between them. Ella sheba ilu masrin v'nolos achanios. That the last fast we cry out and we close the stores, and the second set we don't do that. Halacholdi v'rein zev v'zeshem. But regarding all of the matters, apparently they're equal. And if we have 24 brachas in the last set, certainly we have 24 brachas in the middle set. The chitei mahachanami tana v'shir. And if you claim again that here the tana left out something, v'ha'im bein tani, the brisa says that there is no difference. Doesn't sound like it's going to leave anything out. Then the gemara says v'tizbra. Does that make sense? V'tizbra, do you really think ein bein dafka, that it means literally there's no other difference, v'hashir teva, but clearly there's a difference regarding the teva, the ark with the Torahs, that it was brought into the street within the last set of prayers, but not in the middle set of prayer, last set of fast, but not in the middle set of fast. So Mar says, no, imishum teva, if you want to point out that the Brisa didn't mention the difference of the teva, lav shiurhu, that's not considered leaving anything out. Why? Because mili did sina ktani, mili did farhasya lo ktani. The Brisa was only dealing with things that were done in private, meaning in the shul, meaning the tefilos, the shofar, and so forth, that they did in the shul. But regarding matters, mili did farhasya, public matters, meaning done outside of the shul, in the street, meaning the teva, lo ktani, that the Brisa wasn't dealing with. And therefore, the Brisa says there is no difference between the second and third set, even regarding the prayers of 24 brachos. Amar Rav Ashi further points out, Masnisan, our Mishnah, Nami Deka, also seems to be exact and imply that. Why? Dictani, because it says, Ma Elu Yaseris Al Rishonos, in what way were the last fasts more, and what way did they go beyond the other fasts? And it only says that the difference of closing the stores and crying out. And the last set, we cry out and we close the stores. But regarding all other matters, they're equal. So you see that just like the 24 brachas in the last fast, the 24 brachas in the middle set of fast. And if you're going to tell me again here, the Tana left out some differences. But it says, in what way did are the last ones more? What are the differences? And it doesn't say that. So then again, the Gemara says, "V'tizbara ma'ilu dafka." Do you really think that when it says ma'ilu, that these are the only differences? Who? Vashir lateva. But again, our Mishnah left out the difference of the ark. So again, once again, the Gemara says, "Imashum teva lavshirahu." And the fact that the Gemara left out the ark is really not consider leaving something out. Why? Here the Gemara gives another reason. Because since the Mishnahs themselves are going to list it in the next parak, there is no need to list it in this parak. Therefore, even though the Mishnah only says the differences were crying out and closing the stores, it was relying on the later Mishnahs of the next parak that there's another difference of taking out the teva into the street. So the Gemara says, Hashdas Zahachi, once you say that, Asrin va'arba nami lav shiurahu. The fact that the Mishnah didn't make a distinction between the second and third set of fasts regarding how many brachos, the 24 brachos, is also not considered leaving something out. Diktani lav yidach pirka, because again, the Mishnahs in the next parak will point out the 24 brachos, and therefore, just because our Mishnah doesn't list it as a difference, it could quite well possibly be a difference. And therefore, one can argue that the 24 brachos were not in the second set of fasts either, just like they weren't in the first set of fasts. And again, therefore, the Braisa, which says that the Tzibur davens 19, it only meant that the Chazan will daven 19 in the first or second set of fasts, but not that ever an individual on his own could accept a fast and daven an extra bracha. So let's see Rashi on that so far. On the previous Amud, Be'em Sayos Nami Laka Chavdal, in the middle set of fasts, there are also not 24 brachos. Ela Ba'acharonos, only in the last set of fasts, Amrin and Hasam, as we say there, meaning in the next parak. Shebe'elu, that in these, Ha'acharonos, in the last fast days, Masrian, we cry out, Vinolin, and we close the stores. Kisan Nami Masnisan, that we also learn in our Mishnah. But again, regarding the 24 brachos, they seem to be equal. That both of them have 24 brachos. So say again, v'hashir teva, but then the brachos will leave out the difference of the teva. The bacharonos, that in the last fast, Isa, we have the halach of teva, v'hachalesa, but here in the middle fast, we don't. K'diktani l'kaman, as we'll learn later on, seder tanios ketzad, the mishnayos, seder tanios ketzad, the order of the fast, how do we do it? Motzinas a teva, we take out the ark into the street. Mosfinu b'gemar, and there the gemar will ask, v'had yomi teva on this ark halacha, delesa ala bacharonos, said it only exists on the last fast, of Mashani, and the word answer is Kiktani Nami Matisan, the Kamaisa, or as it says on the side, the correct Girsa should be Bacharonos, that the Gemara says that we would only take out the ark into the street on the last set of fasts. Mili Ditsina, private matters, the Bryce is only talking about private matters, Masrin Vesa Knesses, that we crowd in the shul, the Chafdal and Nami Vesa Knesses, and the 24 Brachas are also in shul, but Bifarhasia, public matters, Teva, the ark Berachova Shalir that we put into the street of the city that the Braisa was not dealing with. Dekanami, it also is Meduyuk, it's implied by the exact wording in the Mishnah. Delachafdal Zevzeshavim, that regarding the 24 Brachos, the second and third set of fasts are equal. Dektani, because it says, Masis and our Mishnah teaches, Ma'ilu Yosir, so we've shown us in what way were the last fast more, and what way did they go beyond than the first fast? Ve'ilu Chafdal Loka Chashivka Be'achronos, and it doesn't list the 24 brachos as a difference of only being in the last ones, implying they're in the second and the last fast. I vaha ma elu ktani. Again, the Mishnah says, in what way do they go beyond? Dimash Madafka, that in only this way did the last fast go beyond. So we say no, that the fact that it left out teva is not in a is not seen as, you know, forgetting to write something, leaving something out. Taktani la beidach pirkin, because it's written, it's taught in the other parak, in the next parak, the Misha Shana Masnisan Dahacha, the one who taught the Mishnahs here, Tananami Dahasma, also taught those Mishnahs there. Bahidlo Tana Bahai, and therefore this, that our Tana did not teach it here, the 24 Brachos, or the Halach of the Teva, Samach Ahasim, he was relying on the Mishnahs over there, Dektani Bacharonos, that it says that in the last fast, Motsina Teva, that they take out the Ark, Masha Enkim Bemsa Yos, which is not true regarding the middle fast. So the Gemara says, Hashas Hachi, now that you point this out, now that you say this, that if something is listed in the next parak, it's not considered as lacking in this parak. And since it's said in the other parak, you are saying that it's not considered leaving something out regarding the teva. So too regarding the 24 brachos. To Amris, that you said to Shavaninu, that you tried to prove from our Mishnah that the second and third set of fasts are equal, because they did not list it as a difference. Now we can argue that they are not the same. It's also not considered leaving something out from the fact that it didn't mention the 24 brachos, because it's written explicitly in the next pair. That in the last set of fasts, we do have the 24 brachos, but emsayos lo. But regarding the middle fast, they do not have 24 brachos. The ikalitrusa kitirusa kama. Now we can go back to our original answer. The kamaisa de laka chafdal, that the brisa which said that the tzibur fast, the tzibur says 19 brachos. It's referring to the chazan during the first set of fasts, and because these 24 brachos did not exist in the first set of fasts or the second set of fasts, and we did not need to say that the brisa was only talking about Yisurim and not Tfilos. So now we have two possible ways of reading the original brisa, which makes a distinction between Tzibur and Yachid, and it's not clear if, again, it's saying only the Chazan would say an extra bracha, or it's also saying that someone who accepts upon himself a public fast would say an extra bracha. So now we're turning to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "My havi Allah." So, what is the halacha regarding this matter? How do we paskin? Does an individual who accepts upon himself a fast ever add a bracha, or does he always include an anenu in shemayat fila? So Amar Shmuel bar Sisratai, V'chein Amar Chia bar Ashi. Both of them said Amar Rav in the name of Rav, Bein Goel Arofe, that the Yachid, when he accepts upon himself a fast, like a public fast day, he makes a new bracha and puts it in between Goel Yisrael and Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. Ravashi Amar Mishmei Dura Rabbi Yana, and Ravashi says in the name of Yana, Bered Dura Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Bishamea Tefillah. That note, again, an individual who accepts upon himself includes Anenu in Shomea Tefillah and does not make a new bracha. Vehilchasa Bishamea Tefillah. And the lacha is, we paskin, you do not make a new bracha, rather you include it in the bracha of Shomea Tefillah. Rashi may havi Allah, Heichan Omra Yachid, what is the halacha regarding where the Yachid, the private individual, says the bracha of Aneinu? Okay, so that ends that topic. Again, we paskin the individual includes it in Shomea Tefillah, not as a new bracha. Let's just go a little further in the Gemara. Tanichada, one brisa taught, Ubros menikos, women who are pregnant and nursing, misanos, rishonos, they fast during the first fast, vein misanos bacharonos, but they don't fast in the last fast. Vitani idach, and another brisa says, misanos bacharonos, they fast in the last fast, vein misanos rishonos, but not in the first fast. The exact opposite of the first brisa. Vitani idach, and another brisa, a third brisa says, ein misanos lo berishonos, velo bacharonos, they don't fast in the first or the last fast. So how do we fit all these contradictory brisas together? So Amar Rav Ashi said, Nakut emsa isa biyadcha demitartzin kulhu. You should take the middle fast in your hand because they answer all of them. He explains all the brises. Meaning, as Rashi will say, all three brises mean to say that pregnant and nursing women only fast in the middle fast, mean the second set of three fasts. Let's see Rashi on that. Nakut emsa isa biyadcha. Take the middle ones in your hand. Klomar taritz, you should answer to bishalosh. Emtsayos hayu misanin, that in the middle three fasts the pregnant and nursing women would fast. Umetartsis lechulhu hanach masnaisa, and with that you can answer all of these brises. How? Hadekani brishonos ulo bachronos, this one that said that they fast in the first ones and not the last ones. Hanach rishonos, when it says the first one is lav rishonos mamash, doesn't mean the very first ones, ninhu, they are referring to. Ela emtsayos, it's referring to the middle fast, the inhu have rishonos lachronos, which are first before the last fast. Aval b'sheva achronos, but in the last seven fasts, lo misanu, they won't fast. They came in the sheva and hukah, since there are seven fasts, meaning there are a lot, lo matzu ubros menikos, pregnant and nursing women are not able to make them, but who are not able to stand in them. They're not able to withstand them because they're weak and they're not as strong as the regular woman. V'hadik tani b'achronos, and the brisa which said that they fast on the last fast, v'lo b'rishonos, but not on the first fast. Hanach acharonos, when it says the last fast, it means emsayos, and it means it's referring to the middle fast. Baharishonos, and the first fast, rishonos mamash, are referring to literally the first fast. Vei misanu behen, and they don't fast in the first fast. Why? Tulo takuf rugzo kulihai, because in the first set of fasts, Hashem's anger has not been that strong yet, meaning it's true the rain has been delayed, but it's only been delayed a little bit. Or some other stars happen, but it's only for a little bit amount of time, so we don't ask them, they're not obligated to fast just yet. V'tzachos lashon hu, and it's just a kind of a form of talking, it's just a literary form to make things sound well. L'tana l'mik, for the tana l'mikri, l'emsayos rishonos, to call the middle ones first, l'acharonos when compared to the last, v'acharonos l'rishonos, or to compare, or to call the middle set the last when referring with regards to the first, meaning it's the Tana, it's a way of talking, always likes to say first and last, and therefore never says the middle, and just depending on what he's referring to, sometimes the middle ones are the first, sometimes the middle ones are the last, when he says first or last. But again, but the halacha is, as Rav Ashi said, according to Rashi, that pregnant and nursing women only fast in the middle set of three fasts, but not the first set of three fasts, or the last set of seven fasts.